Hello and welcome back. Now we're going to talk about the account and the rules of debits and credits. Okay, for credit. A firm posts that information to accounts in the ledger. To see from Exhibit 5 that after you prepare the journal entry, you post to the accounts in the ledger. However, before you can record the journal entry, you must understand the rules of debit and credit. To teach you these rules, we begin by studying the nature of an account. Fortunately, most business transactions are repetitive. This makes the task of accountants somewhat easier because they can classify the transactions into groups having common characteristics. For example, a company may have thousands of receipts or payments of cash during a year. As a result, a part of every cash transaction can be recorded and summarized in a single place called an account. An account is a part of the accounting system used to classify and summarize the increases, decreases, and balances of each account, which is an asset, liability, stockholders' equity, item, dividend, revenue, and expense. Firms set up accounts for each different business element, such as cash, accounts receivable, accounts payable. Every business has a cash account in its accounting system because knowledge of the amount of cash on hand is useful information. Accountants may differ on the account title or the name of the account they give to an item. For example, an accountant might name an accounts payable as a note payable, or it may be called a loans payable. Both account titles refer to the amount borrowed by the company. The account title should be logical to help the accountant group similar transactions into the same account. Once you give an account a title, you must use that same title throughout the accounting records. The number of accounts in a company's accounting system depends on the information needs of those interested in the business. The main requirement is that each account provides information useful in making decisions. Thus, one account may be set up for all cash rather than having a separate account for each form of cash, for example, coins on hand, currency on hand, or deposits in the bank. The amount of cash is useful information. The form of cash, however, often is not. Okay, so this is your setup. You have an account. Again, we're back to the T account. You have the title of your account. Okay, so you're just going to enter the business transaction. The company transaction is evidenced by a source document. Okay, usually you have a bill. If you receive a bill from a creditor, you bought something on credit. Okay, you're going to receive a bill. So therefore, it goes into your accounts payable. Okay, the source document serves as a basis for preparing that journal entry. Okay, the journal entry is posted to the accounts ledger. Accountants use the term debit instead of saying place an entry on the left side of the T account. They use the term credit for place an entry on the right side of the T account. Debit, again, is the abbreviation DR, simply means left side, okay? And then the credit means the right side. After recognizing a business event as a business transaction, we analyze it to determine the increase or decrease effects on the asset, the liability, the equity, or the dividends, the revenues, or the expenses of the business. Then we translate these increases or decreases effects into debits and credits. In each business transaction, we record the total dollar amount of debits must equal the total amount of credits again. When we debit one account for $100, we must credit another account for that same amount. The accounting requirement that each transaction be recorded by an entry that has equal debits and credits is called double entry procedure. This double entry procedure keeps the accounting equation in balance. The dual recording process produces two sets of accounts, those with debits and those with credits. The totals of these two groups of accounts must be equal. Then some assurance exists that the arithmetic part of the transaction recording process has been properly carried out. Now let's record business transactions in T accounts using debits and credits.